Kennedy was diagnosed in July of 2012, and it was right before school started, so it was the end of the month, and it was just a simple tick in her face that we decided to get checked out with her pediatrician that turned out to be a tumor.
Does it come, as crazy as this may seem, is it something that is in the family? Is it hereditary? Do the doctors know exactly where it came from?
There is a genetic trait that's in the family that doesn't necessarily cause brain cancer, because the likelihood of brain cancer happening in a child that age was less than 1%.
Wow.
So it was very rare in her situation, but there was some hereditary connection there.
Now, the school, I guess they have to find out about the situation. And why do you think that there was such a camaraderie around Kennedy for the students to get together and do the things that they did for her?
Well, I mean, if you know Kennedy, she's very independent. And throughout this whole ordeal, I mean, for the last, 18 months to 2 years, she did not want it to be treated differently. And when she started high school at Carnegie Vanguard, there was no history there in terms of her illness. So she did everything possible to make sure that she was treated the same. She didn't ask for extra time to get homework done. And when she was out, she always got her homework done on time. So many of the students weren't aware that she was going through such a struggle.
Oh, wow. Okay, gotcha. Now, the high school, they put together a high school in a day experience for her, crowned her the prom queen, congratulated her in a nice little private ceremony. Her only last wish was, man, I sure wish I could meet Drake. So who actually said, you know what, let's hashtag Drake and see if we can make this thing happen? Or did it just start organically?
Actually, the six girls that were actually organizing the high school in a day, the prom, the graduation, decided to do the, Drake for Kennedy hashtag to see if they could drum up enough social media and just interest in this whole idea, and they were able to make it happen.
And that's pretty amazing. And then he calls you guys and he comes visit her. How was that?
It was truly amazing, man. Drake is a really nice guy, down to earth. It was Drake and his whole crew. They came in. They settled in. They ate barbecue with us.
Oh, wow.
Drake, talked to my daughter, her friends the whole time. It was amazing how it happened. He's a really, really down-to-earth nice guy.
How did the call go down Friday? You get a Canadian number come up on your phone or something like that?
No,
I don't know nobody in Canada. Who's
right?
No, actually, man, it was I think it was a L.A.-based number. It was some strange number. I almost did not pick up the phone because it was in the middle of the night, and I didn't actually answer it that night. I answered it the next morning, and I gave it was actually Drake's manager who had given me a call. Very nice guy. He left me a message saying, "Hey, Mr. Brown, this is Drake's manager. Adele would like to talk to you about Drake coming to visit Kennedy." And, in my mind, I'm like, okay, somebody's got my number. They prank called me.
Right.
So I give him a call, and needless to say, I call him at like 7 o'clock Houston time. I'm like, if this is a prank call, we're gonna wake him up. Well, I did wake him up because he was in LA. It was actually 5 a.m. And he answered the phone. He's like, "Hey, yeah, this is Drake's manager. We'd like to make your daughter's wish come true. I'm gonna work on getting him there tomorrow." And it was Friday, and he said, "We'll get there tomorrow." I'm like, "Well, that would be great if you can make that happen." He says, "Hey, I'll get back with you." So he called me later in the day saying, "Hey, look like it's going to happen." And then didn't hear from them. And he called me again Saturday morning about 1 a.m. And he says, "Hey, we'll be there tomorrow."
Okay.
And I was like, "Okay, cool." I said, "Well, we want to keep it small, intimate. We don't want a whole bunch of media. Really want this to be for my daughter and her friends who actually organized this thing."
Absolutely.
How long did he actually hang out?
Oh, man, he stayed an hour and a half, almost 2 hours with us.
That's beautiful, man.
Now, it was real cool because I had to remind him that, hey, y'all have to get a plane out of here, right?
Now, for Kennedy, how, did you let her know that he was coming or did you surprise her?
No, this was a total surprise. This was by far the biggest and toughest secret I had to keep because I knew, my wife knew, my brother-in-law knew, but I didn't tell anyone.
Okay.
Just because of the sheer fact of Drake's a superstar, we didn't want chaos in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Good move, good move. Now, let me ask you this, and I know what's going on there, but how's the spirits for the whole family? Because this is an ordeal. It happens to Kennedy, but something like this happens to an entire family as well.
And you have two other sons.
Yeah.
Well, my sons, they understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's actually brought us closer together. We talk more. The kids are spending quality time with their sister. Let me tell you a heart-wrenching story, man. When Kennedy first got the news about this in early March, he asked my wife, "Hey, Mommy, can you take me to the bank? She went to the bank. She drew out, you know, half of the money she had, and she wanted to get her brothers a gift.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so she bought them, you know, each a Game Boy, a game, and then she looks at me, and she said, well, Daddy, I have something for you. You know, everybody else is getting a gift. I'm like, you don't have to get me anything. He's like, everybody else gets me a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to her room. She had made me, I'm a UT alumni, so she made me a Texas Longhorn mug engraved with a Longhorn and fall of 93, which is when I graduated. And it was, man, I was like, wow. This little girl is really thinking ahead, you know.
Right. So, it's an amazing story, man. I wish the best for you guys. I know this is a very tough time for you. You know, I know you get well wishes and all that kind of stuff all the time, so I hate to be another person doing that as well. But, you know, I just commend you as a father, and it was really cool of Drake to take out some time to do something like that for a young girl who said, hey, I love this guy. If I could just see this guy right here, man, that would be the icing on the cake. So a shout out to Drake, and I commend you, and young Kennedy as well, man. Tell her best wishes with her as well from the whole crew here at the Mad Hatter Morning Show.
Right. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.